Hi, beautiful people. How are you today? Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy New Week. And happy September. Welcome to September, the month of harvest. This is September to be remembered. You know, this is my birth month and I am so excited. And it's a new month, you know. All things are passed away. So forget last month and welcome to the new month. And let's start afresh. Yes, yes, yes. It's your girl, Jay. I know. Please, can you stop breathing down my face? I'm sorry. Yes, I know. Please drop your plank. Yes, I have said I'm sorry like 1 million times. And I keep ghosting you guys. But hold up. It's not been easy. And it's not my fault. Like, life happened. I have been super busy. And, you know, I just haven't had time to talk to you guys. It's not that I didn't miss you guys. So please don't get me wrong. I always have you guys in my heart. Forgive a girl. I love you guys. One more chance, please. Thank you. Okay, welcome to my podcast. How you doing? I hope you're having an amazing, amazing day today. And I wish you a happy and prosperous week. Let's get into the tea of today, guys. Yeah. So, there's this thing happening right now. A lot of people are going through mental health struggle. Guys, please, I beg you, in the name of God, look out for the people beside, look at the person beside you. Just turn and look at that person. A lot of people are going through something you're not even aware of. I've had people I know tell me about suicidal thoughts they've had. And, you know, the economy right now is having its moment. And, guys, I like you not. I'm sounding this bubbly and, you know, excited because genuinely I am happy. Because God has been faithful and I've chosen to hold on to God. I won't lie to you that it didn't get to me as to why I haven't even reached out to you guys. I needed to fix my mind, fix where I'm at to be able to talk to you guys, because I would be a hypocrite if I'm not in that place and I'm advising you. So I needed to take the advice first before I bring it to you guys. Hold on to God. Like, use your two legs. The way, you know, Jacob wrestled with that angel till day. Like, I will not let you go until you bless me. Hold on to God. Intensify your service in your church. Intensify your studying of the word. Intensify your evangelism. Some people just need the little kind words that you can give to them. Studying the word is a refreshing way to take your mind off the circus of this world. That is all we have. And it's a free gift. It's not even something you buy. It is free. Freely given. This is something you don't have to, you know, you don't have to spend money to get. God has given us his word for free. All we have to do is ingest that word. Keep studying. Keep praying. And keep faithing it. Now, it's not enough to just faith it. But you have to keep speaking it. You have to keep speaking positive words. The truth about Christian life is our whole, you know, life and faith-like life is bound in our mouth. My mom always says, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Keep speaking what you want to see. Don't stop talking. Because even the Lord said, he has given unto us the key to life and death in our tongue. So you can confess death or you confess life, which means you can also confess progress. You can profess progress. You can profess knowledge. You can profess wealth. You can profess abundance. You can profess that job, that miracle that you're desiring. You can speak it. Because he has given you the ability to talk. Don't use your mouth to say negative things. When people are talking to you, I consciously talk to people and they say, oh, you know how times are hard? I'm saying, it's times are beautiful. I refuse to use times are hard. I just choose to not say it. It might look like it, but I refuse to see that. And unconsciously saying those things, you start to picture a world, a better place for yourself. And somehow, these things might happen around you, but it will not get to you, because the Bible says, when they say there's a casting down, we the children of God say there's a lifting up. Now, this is me telling you today, keep speaking. And please, let us be more kind to each other. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to your neighbor. Show love when you can. You might not be able to give everyone money. You might not have to share that much. But you can share the love that God has abounded to us. Like, you can share that love with people. Just be kind. Share this love with people around you. Talk to them. Pray with them. Speak to them. Ask them genuinely, how are you? How are you today? How are you coping with things? Some people just need you to talk to them and they will feel okay. And when you can help, please help. People are hungry. People are hungry. I lie you not. This is all I have for you today. Even though I have been away for a while, but I thought to share this with you. Hold steadfast to God, because He's the only one that can truly give you that inner joy, peace, and satisfaction you want. And He's the only one that when you pray to and you keep speaking His word and keep studying His word, you know, He will bring you out. And the truth is, serving God is very cheap and easy. When I say cheap, you don't have to drop any sacrifice. Yes, you might not. When I mean you don't have to drop any sacrifice, I mean sacrifice like other gods that have to drop a cow, a ram, one ear of an antelope, one eye of an ant. No. The sacrifice you might have to drop a seed on your altar of prayer. Yes, but God sees your heart. So you can drop a seed that is befitting for the God who owns the whole world and will give you that which you desire. But He's not asking you to bring your first child. He's not telling you to count how many years you will live so that you get a certain amount of wealth. All He needs you to do is win more souls into His kingdom, pray more, and just keep oiling your altar. And I promise you, life will be a better place for you. Despite what Nigeria economy is saying, or the world's economy, because as you see, you might think it's only Nigeria that is suffering, but the world's economy is going through a shakedown. But we know that for the children of God, there's going to be a lifting up, and life will not be difficult for us. Refrain from using words that will bring you down. Use words that will keep taking you up. Keep saying things like, I'm full of joy. I have the light of God in me. My path is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. I am rich, you know. Poverty is far away from me. I know no lack. I have the ability to multiply my income. I have the ability to sustain my income. And I know that God will definitely make it beautiful for you. So this is my little word to you, my family. And I hope I make sense. And I hope, if it encourages you today by just listening to me, you do well to share this with other people around you, because a lot of people are going through things and this might just be a blessing to someone. And I love you guys and see you next on Jace Talk. Bye.